Exclusive, Telmex CEO on false AI doomerism. AI will expand opportunities for aspiring workers in emerging businesses. By Catherine Hamilton on March 10, 2026. The emerging AI industry has generated many questions on the impacts on Americans' way of life. But Telmex CEO David Kasem believes the technology will revolutionize businesses and help empower American workers. Kasem discussed what he views as a misguided doomerism around artificial intelligence during an interview with Breitbart's political editor Bradley Jay at a policy event with Federal Communications Commission, FCC, Chairman Brendan Carr on Tuesday in Washington, D.C. Watch the full event. There's been a lot of doomerism about how AI is going to take white-collar jobs, and I don't think anything could be further from the truth. Our folks are busier than ever. They're able to accomplish 10 times what they were able to accomplish even a year ago. I think people need to realize it's not them versus AI. It's AI plus them, versus the rest of the world, Kasem said. I remember seeing from someone at the company. They just sent me a note saying, "I feel insane and all-powerful," Kasem laughed. These are people that have never been able to build anything. They've had great ideas. They wanted to be able to execute on them. But for whatever reason, their requests weren't prioritized. They didn't have the engineering resources to be able to automate whatever it is they wanted to do. Now they can do it themselves. So I think it's a pretty exciting time, said the co-founder of the company, which offers voice services and application programming interfaces, APIs. Kasem shared a conversation he had with an Uber driver who later used AI to launch his own businesses that illustrated how AI is empowering a new generation of entrepreneurism and economic growth previously reserved for those who could afford expensive technologies. We traded numbers, and 2 weeks later, he sent me a fully fledged built product that he had done himself while effectively moonlighting as an engineer, he said. So, he's launching the product. He's raised some money. He's off to the races, and he's actually also concurrently started a consultancy to help businesses implement AI. I think more than anything, AI is democratizing. There's no question that we have something unique in this country: ingenuity, and an ability to adapt. I think, combined with the technology, it puts us at a huge, huge advantage, he added. Kasem said he couldn't be more grateful for the work the Trump administration has done in trying to make the U.S. an AI leader and corner the market over communist China. He's been able to sort of see through all the noise and tackle this on numerous fronts, right? First and foremost, on the executive order side, he said, referencing an AI regulatory framework Trump implemented, which provides certainty to businesses that otherwise might carry the burden of wildly varying regulations from state to state. I really hope Congress comes to the table and takes it across the line. Kasem said in addition to Congress passing legislation to codify into law protections against states passing patchwork legislation on AI, he wants to see the continued slashing of red tape to build more data centers to handle AI's energy demands. To combat concerns of electricity affordability, Trump introduced a ratepayer protection pledge to ensure that electricity prices in communities where tech companies are building data centers will not rise, and in many cases will come down. AI takes down a lot of energy. That's just the reality. That's likely not going to change anytime soon. We're going to need more of it, he said. We need more data centers. We need more fiber. It should be easy to build in the United States. Those are all issues the administration has been tackling, and we're obviously incredibly grateful for the work that they've been doing. I mean, there's always more that can be done, but we're in pretty good shape. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecat_Hamilton.